Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Let's go! 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. 98.
Now, the Aisling series of books were a huge success, but the authors behind them weren't ready to say goodbye to the world of Ballygabard just yet. They're joining us now in studio, Emer McLeisett and Sarah Breen. Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You? Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in to see us. Will we use the phrase full circle, guys? We've gone from online back to online.
You certainly could. Yeah, Aisling sort of had her origins on Facebook back in the day when everyone was on Facebook and it was kind of cool. And that's where it
was very cool, Sarah.
It was very cool.
I loved that Facebook group so much.
It was so fun. So myself and Emer came up with the idea of Aisling, and then we explained the concept to our friends, like Aisling can believe it's not butter, etc., etc. And then Emer made a Facebook group so everyone could join it and share their Aislingisms. And then it grew and grew and grew until it had something like 40,000 people when we had to kind of shut it down because it was getting very
chaotic in there.
So now Aisling is gone to Substack. We are just launching our brand new Substack, the Ballygabard Project, which is starting this Thursday.
Yeah. So we, I mean, when we first decided to do a Substack, I wasn't thinking of the full circle thing at all, really.
No.
I mean, I guess we were kind of like, maybe the Facebook group people would like this because they're still online. But like, it's a very different platform to Facebook. But yeah, I felt a little bit like, oh, we made such a big song and dance about the last book coming out and now we're back with more Aisling. But it does feel very different.
Yes.
Like, it's not a book. It's not traditional publishing.
It's not a continuation of Aisling's story. We are delving more into the background of the characters in BGB. Mm-hmm. And we always love doing the BGB stuff because we're both from
BGB, by the way, is Ballygabard, which also stands for Ballygo Backwards.
Yeah. So. Gotcha.
I've never used a Substack before. For anyone listening right now, how does it work? How do they sign up and how often will they hear from you?
So it's not complicated at all. I think when sometimes people hear Substack online, another app, I can't do it. Substack is basically just an email. You're basically signing up to get an email.
Amazing.
Yeah. So you don't really ever have to interact with the app that much, but you can if you want. So you just find like the Ballygabard Project, for instance, on Substack and you subscribe. So you can subscribe for free, which means you get a certain amount of content every month. You can subscribe monthly, which is like €5. Most people charge about €5 or €6, or you can subscribe yearly, things like that.
So you get a discount now if you go for the yearly.
If you get
which Aisling would be a fan.
She would.
Yeah.
She would.
She'd be definitely going for the yearly.
Oh, she would. Yeah.
And then depending on what you've subscribed for, you get your emails into your inbox.
Fabulous.
And you can just let it live
it's
there.
It's so easy.
Yeah,
easy
you just let peasy. It live in your inbox or you can go onto the app. So,
and this is a brand new original story. The first installment is coming on Thursday and you'll get an installment of the story in your inbox every Thursday. And then also we're going to do like one different post once a month, which is going to be like a behind the scenes or something from me and Emer. Like Emer's a low-key hoarder, so she has a lot of like stuff from when we signed our book
deal. I've got like loads of archival Aisling stuff from like 2017.
Amazing. That's what she's calling it. She's a hoarder.
Yeah. So people who sign up monthly will get something like that. So anyway, that's the pitch.
Okay, great. And you were saying on your Instagram that people can make suggestions, like they could influence the way the stories might go?
Well, much like I suppose back in the Facebook days, people will be able to comment and like say what they like or don't. Well, hopefully not don't like, don't you know, like, say what they like about the story. So we don't know what that aspect of it is going to be like yet, because we're also new to Substack as creators.
So there's like, it's going to be completely different to traditional publishing. But yeah, we can take on people's suggestions. We can go completely against people's suggestions.
Of course.
Like sometimes what happens is when you release a book, you know, you've done all the work and then it comes out and people are like, oh, I wish you'd done more of this or more of that. And now we have an opportunity to do that. And then there's also like, we have other ideas of stuff we can do. We had this idea of doing like an Aisling agony aunt. So people could send in their questions and we could either answer in Aisling's voice or go the other side and answer in Magella's voice.
Yes.
And maybe doing a book club where we read like non-Aisling books, but like we all do it together, like things like that.
Community vibes.
So it's all kind of, it's all for the taking.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely fantastic. There were rumours a while ago that the Aisling books could be made into a movie or series.
Yes.
Do you have any update on that?
It wasn't just a rumour, so we have been writing.
It's a fact. You have. Okay. So
the problem is you can write and write and write,
yes,
but the thing might never get made. So we're at the stage of, we've been writing and writing and writing. Mm-hmm. Will it ever get made? It's kind of in development hell. That's a word for a reason.
That's the industry term. It's showbiz, baby.
These things can take a very long time. So you're working behind the scenes. You have it.
Yeah.
So we're working on that as well.
So we've been, like, we would work on and off on that. We've been working with Element Pictures, who made Normal People most famously, but do a lot of other amazing
things. Everything they do is, like, gold.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
So hopefully the Aisling TV series will be the same.
Fingers crossed. It would be incredible.
We've been working on and off with them for, like, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. It was originally meant to be a movie, and then after COVID, we pivoted to TV.
Right.
And so we had to do an outline for that. And we're just, the pilot, I think, is going out to broadcasters and things now, which is exciting. But yeah.
We think back to some of our early drafts of the movie script, and I'm just like, like, how many people who've been to the Oscars also read this tribe?
At least one.
Well, listen, fingers crossed, because a TV series, I everyone would love to see that.
Thank you. We really enjoy the screenwriting. Like, it's completely different to the book and the Substack. It's quite challenging, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. How is that gear change to go from writing like the book version to a screenplay? Like, did you find it hard?
Yeah, it was hard.
Very difficult.
Okay. I mean, so when we do a book, we do have a meeting once a week, and then we go off and we write our chapters separately, and then we come back and try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
With the screenplay, we're literally working together, and it's much more labor intensive because every scene has to like propel the story forward. Every sentence has to mean something. Mm. So sometimes we're just like working on the one laptop.
And one of the most difficult things still on the screenwriting is the Aisling books are all written from Aisling's point of view. So you're hearing what's inside her head. And unless you're going to have a TV show, maybe like Fleabag, where you're purposefully hearing the character's thoughts at all times, it's really difficult to translate one person's emotions into everybody's world and they're doing the talking. So that was actually probably one of the most challenging things.
You guys work so well together. Obviously, you've known each other for a long time and you have different projects. Are there any other ideas you have for a different book series?
Yes. So yeah, our agent, our lovely agent, has been breathing down, as she should, breathing down our necks.
Like, we need it. Yeah. We need someone cracking a whip.
When we first finished the Aisling books, we were like, now we're going to go off and do our amazing solo projects, see you at the Booker Prize. You know, we'll all be there, darling. Yes. And then as soon as the Aisling books are finished, we were like, what have we done?
I texted Emer the morning after our book launch and was like, please don't make me do a book by myself. Yeah. And she was like, okay, fine then.
So we have also been working on other book ideas that aren't Aisling, that are like just a completely different story, and that's what we're working on with our agent at the moment.
Brilliant.
In the meantime, actually, we started talking about Substack last September, and the reason it took us so long to get to this point is because we had to open a joint bank account.
I mean, these things take ages.
We could write stories all day. Don't make us go into the bank.
Yeah.
Like, don't make us have a meeting with somebody and explain to them what we do. So we put that on the long
term. Maybe print out forms.
Oh, amazing.
We are thrilled that you have a joint bank account and that you filled out the forms. Where can people subscribe?
It's the Ballygabard Project.substack.com. But I'm pretty sure if you just Googled the Ballygabard Project and Substack, you'll get there.
You'll find it. Excellent.
And it's on
stuff.
Our Instagrams and stuff.
Imran Mutlai said, Sarah Breen, thank you so much for coming to see us this morning.
Thank you.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah, 98FM.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.